Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
The following is a NEC NFL Draft Bible exclusive.
Dave Schuman here, live with the Sports Tech guys. We're going to be having an unbelievable next run of shows coming to you with the Sports Tech guys, with myself, Rick Saratello. Rick probably won't be on the show today, but we're going to kick it off this fall season covering some real important topics, leading off with Pokemon Go. We'll cover that application and how it will apply to sports. But before we do that, want to make sure you give a shout-out. We see right here, NGCSports.com. You go on there live if you're an athlete. If you have a son that's an athlete, to get the season pass right now, our 2017 season camp pass is already out. That is changed from our past years. Every event is included for 2017. Anything you get invited to is included. All of our open camps are included. So you have the opportunity to do that if you go to NUCSports.com, as well as you could also go right to our All-Star Games right now at NUCSports.com and nominate an athlete for those as well. Before I kick off the show, I'd be remiss if I didn't also mention NFL Draft Bible. The NFL season is kicking off in less than two weeks, with unbelievable fury. All kinds of things are going on in the NFL. So make sure you check out Rick Saratello's podcast, where he's starting to talk about the best draft prospect for 2017. But if you go to NFLDraftBible.com right now and you put in code, Football 2016, you put that code in there, you'll get our premium membership, gold membership access, okay, for 2016 and 17, 18, 19, 2020 for a lifetime for $4.99. So it's 50% off. You'll be able to get all the predictive 53-man rosters that we're coming out with, every single team, all 32 teams, NFL roster predictions at NFLDraftBible.com. As you might know, the 53-man roster gets cut down this Saturday, so all those guys are getting ready for the NFL season. We're getting ready to kick that off live, so that's an important thing for you to make sure that you check out. It's good to be back on the show. It's been a little while. You know, most athletes are back in school, so our normal young guy cast are coming on at lunchtime. We're going to be hitting now the actual worker, and this is perfect for our sports tech guys. Those of you involved and interested in technology and sports, we're going to cover some interesting things. And I'll tell you, I'll lead off. I heard a podcast this morning talking about Pokemon Go. That's the lead part of our episode today. I want to discuss and cover some really important things with respect to Pokemon Go. Number one, where does it come from? So those of you who don't know, Pokemon was developed for Nintendo. It was one of their boom products for the Game Boy back in the mid-90s. So the adults that are now in their mid-20s might have grown up on it. Even people as early in their early 30s have grown up on it. And so they used the trading cards. When the trading cards came out, they played the Pokemon Go, on the actual Game Boy, which has led to the incredible boom in its popularity, not just with young people, but also with adults that have disposable income to do the in-game buys and those kind of things. So it's important to understand a little bit where it comes from. The company that developed the mapping system that you see on Pokemon Go that was adopted by Google, the first innovators that the money poured in from that geotechnology, that live Earth-based technology that enables you to map everything, felt in the early 2000s, and Google perfected it. The investments that have come in from Google, from Nintendo, from Facebook and other technology company-based companies in Silicon Valley has led to the explosion of Pokemon Go. And rumor has it that in less than a few months, it's at $160 million in revenue from in-app buys. So that gets me thinking as far as from a business standpoint, in-app buys, which has become famous with things like Candy Crush and some of the other gaming platforms. Those in-app buys in Pokemon have accelerated that process. The popularity of the game and the boom of the game, not just around the United States, but worldwide. To give you an idea, in North America, I think there's 153 Pokemon characters that are available. 145 of them are available in North America, but 8 of them you have to travel worldwide to get it. So if you're not an adventurer, it's not going to be the thing for you, but you have to make sure that from Pokemon Go standpoint, if you want to capture all those characters, you have to go and excursion out worldwide to all of that. So that's some of the things that we, you know, kind of give you a little background on Pokemon Go. Now, from Pokemon Go standpoint and from a business application to actual sports, augmented reality and the boom in augmented reality is going to transfer over into the sports space. And how will that transfer into sports space remains to be seen. Pokemon Go takes advantage of the unique characteristics that are to Pokemon. Scavenger hunts, which are real popular with people. The ability to go on a scavenger hunt, find things, and now to find them virtually. The ability to have group interaction where you can have a group of people go out and form a team and build and train those Pokemon to be able to fight and challenge others appeals to people. The geo nature as far as location-wise, the different places where you put out the lures for the Pokemon characters to go to so you can go and capture them appeals to people. So being able to play within space, and that says what's going on, what's going to happen in the augmented reality version of this as we go to sports, and how does it relate to sports? You know, first of all, when Pokemon Go was created, one of the main objectives was to get people out and moving, to get people out and work, walking, and using a gaming platform to do that. So if you're familiar with stuff like Fitbit, if you have a Fitbit, you can be in to work out and track all your steps, have that Fitbit on, playing Pokemon Go, and tracking what kind of calories you're burning. So that's taking advantage of the technology that Pokemon has. And where do those kind of things begin to go? And then how does it relate to sports? So before I talk about the sports aspect of it in the last 15 minutes of this podcast, the final building block on this is sponsorships and business aspects to it. So I mentioned Fitbit and for a very important reason. I mentioned virtual reality for a very important reason. I mentioned, obviously, sports for a very important reason. How will those begin to be integrated into the augmented reality experience? Okay. So eventually, the technology can become so great that Pokemon characters that you train, that you go and walk around, you'll be able to track and interact with your Fitbit devices to be able to understand not just what kind of calories you're burning and steps you're taking, but you can also incorporate that into gaming platform in order to create rewards for the gamer, okay? And now you're integrating health, technology, gaming into platform. Taking it to the next level, and soon we'll be having on, we expect in the next week or so, we'll be having on the CEO of IMG Gaming, e-gaming platform, you'll be able to integrate not just the gaming platform from the gamers that sit there and playing their games and videoing them from behind, but you'll be able to then take that gaming platform and to be able to apply it to fitness. And there are certain things in if you go into fitness right now and you go into the gym, there are all kinds of different applications that are beginning to involve technology in it. But the Pokemon augmented reality will be able to be take that confined space and create technology that will enable you to move. They're already doing it, obviously, out in wide space. But once you go and take it into training platforms, you'll be able to use it with your Fitbit. Games like Pokemon Go augment the reality from a gaming standpoint and also from a training development standpoint. And maybe eventually you can develop yourself alongside the Pokemon characters that you are creating to be successful in your capturing of them, training of them, and then fighting with other people in their battles. So I wanted to kind of kick that part off and say, okay, where do we go from here in sports? Okay. Sports is in a revolution of sorts with respect to technology. Why is it a revolution? I coach football. I run football events. We utilize technology not just from a live platform standpoint, which is a boom. If you watch the Olympics, you saw that as a boom. But from a virtual reality standpoint with these guys right here, so people who are on with me live, to be able to virtually see different types of things, so from a development and training standpoint, but then also see those actual figures out in space. From a memorabilia standpoint, autographs, signings, okay, will digital signings become an important thing? Will you be able to go and interact directly with your favorite NFL athlete, get them to sign by finding and capturing that digital character, then have them sign or interact with that digital character, sign a digital contraption, football, and then be able to take e-printing, okay, digital printing, and then print that live signature onto a football, okay? That's the next revolution. Important things that are going to happen within augmented reality is you'll be able to interact with your athletes, not just at the stadium, okay, but then to be able to have that broadcast in front of you in the locker room live, what's going on in the locker room, and depending on what the NFL allows. But then you'll be able to immediately purchase an autograph, okay? You'll be able to immediately purchase equipment, okay? And I have here, you know, those of you live with me with my Rock Solid helmet, you might have seen it on with my son, but they're a group that we've had on, the CEO. And then you'll be able to take technologies like drones right here, okay, and be able to video live, okay, events and control, and the NFL will be controlling this, but be able to control events, and we had a little interesting thing just happened for the live viewers here, but be able to control events from a drone standpoint and be able to get high interacting video and then zoom really deep in. So how does that those images come into play? When we get all of those images, you'll be able to get digital signatures, buy equipment that's already assigned by the player. You'll be able to interact with your phone, okay, interact with your in actual space through your phone, creating holograms that you'll be able to purchase, touch, purchase, and check out, okay? And then those of you who've seen Minority Report with Tom Cruise, where he was swiping back and forth to different information at an incredibly rapid rate, you'll be able to surf and find the type of products, have it delivered, and the way that Amazon's going from a technology standpoint, you come home from the stadium, that product may already be there for you. So Pokemon Go applications has tremendous avenues in the augmented reality space for sports that are going to go to a whole different level, a level that you will never have ever seen or experience before. You're going to see advertisers interact, not just in-app purchases, but be able to bring you to their store, augmented reality-wise, be able to bring you to their store, okay, bring you to their store virtually. You no longer have to go and you can if you want, but go and shop at a mall, shop at a strip mall. You'll be able to pull up from your app a store that you want to interact with and see those clothes and those products live. And that's what Pokemon Go has shown us, that technology is out there, okay? That technology is available right now for you to begin to develop. So those are the technology folks out there. Those things are already being started, being developed. Us as the sports tech guys, we're covering this stuff. And I'm going to go into a couple things that are out there right now. Kobe Bryant is putting together with his – he started a venture capital firm. And this is where sports really kind of begins to really integrate with technology. Everybody knows the technology space is where home runs happen, okay? You're not getting singles and doubles. You're getting home runs and you're getting huge fails, okay? So you've got athletes that are going into the venture capital space, putting money in it, whether it's a good venture or not a good venture. It remains to be seen. But putting up millions of dollars and teaming with true venture capitalists to put money out in the technology space, that is a huge opportunity for sports and technology. Rappers like Nas is putting up to $500K into small technology startups, and it's going to apply to all the different types of sports. CBS now is using incredible innovative technology to be able to have a sideline cameras that are just so super slow motion replays. Viewers are going to be able to see pylon cameras, so you'll be able to see all your touchdowns in every corner. You're going to see in real time when the referee is actually finding out if that guy is open, you'll be able to see before you even go to the replay, you're going to have an interaction understanding of what's happening in real time live in every angle of the game, okay? And you'll be able to you already can do it on your NFL mobile platform right now. I actually watch a lot of games after they've happened, because I can go and break them down. I can slow-mo it. The better application you have, you can be able to do that. And those games are all going to be streamed, you know, now on Twitter. So you're going to see, you know, how open guys are, how covered guys are. You'll be able to see pylon cameras in every corner of the end zone. And the second that touchdown gets scored, eventually you'll be able to take what we've learned from Pokemon Go and apply it to the sports space, buy that pylon, get that pylon signed by the person who scored the touchdown, okay? Get replicas of those things and get them shipped immediately to your home. Those are some of the areas that we have. So coming to the show in the next couple of weeks, we're going to have legendary UConn quarterback Shane Stafford, who's now assistant coach in arena football with the Tampa Storm. We're going to have him on my podcast, which is really going to be about life, learning, and business. And we're going to be able to take things like what athletes have been able to do, what business people have been able to do to be successful, and help people learn those lessons of the highs and lows and success. And we're starting with that. Very shortly, we expect to have on Landon Collins from the New York Giants in the short order, and many of the thought leaders around business, sports, technology, and be able to talk to them about what it takes to succeed and be successful. So if you ever have your questions, you can always hit me up at NUC Football online at Twitter or at Sports Tech Guys to talk more about sports and technology. I'm always available. I'm always live. Make sure you go to NUCSports.com if you're an athlete and you're looking to get that recruiting exposure. Go to NFLDraftBible.com. Use that code FOOTBALL2016 to make sure you get access to the best and the greatest analysis of not just NFL teams, but the draft and much more. And then check with us back tomorrow, because we've kicked off the fall season with the Sports Tech Guys We got many more things coming to you live. We are trying to host more live events than anybody else to bring it to you live and in person. This is Dave Schumann from the Sports Tech Guys signing off Pokemon Go. Check us out, NUCSports.com, the Sports Tech Guys website coming soon. And I'm out. We'll talk to you real soon.
The following is a NUC NFL Draft Bible exclusive.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.